B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
It's 12 o'clock.
Oh, we need to get
You're
under control.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcast live from the Comcast Comcast Studios.
The big That's dog right. was hunting the
Beasley
wrong day.
Media Group Station.
Who's gonna do it?
Did you hear about this, Ant?
What happened?
So Stazak, the big dog, was on with us this morning.
Oh, this is classic.
Couldn't find him. So somebody texted him like, "Yo, Joe, where you at?" Oh, I thought that was next week.
Come on.
He's the best.
The big dog.
Here's what Doug is saying.
He got in for the last 45 minutes.
Yeah, he rushed it.
Classic.
What up?
Going to the other studio with the bro. Yeah, he got his weeks confused. How many wins?
His weeks confused.
How many wins for the Sixers?
I have them at 59.
I was going to say 61.
I was going to say 60.
Bob?
I'll go 58, 59, right around 58, I'll say.
All right. I got lots of Horrible. Questions for you guys.
I don't even get to answer the question. That's a violation. Wait, just stick to hockey over here?
I'm sorry.
I'm not pay no mind.
How many points in the Flyers
get? Come on. I'm sorry, bro. Yeah, Jace, how many wins?
I don't give a crap.
I got like an impromptu Sixers round table.
I've been tweeting about hockey. Is there overtime losses?
It was so funny.
In a shootout.
He's right. Jace is right. I literally went right by, like, I didn't even, I looked at it, and then looked back to Bob. I went, I haven't talked to him about basketball.
I guarantee that I've said more words with this soundboard in the last hour than I have verbally.
You're doing a great job.
We'll get to the Flyers, though, because I'm flying up. Yeah, I'm flying up. Yes.
It's Zamboner season, man.
Yes.
I'm flying up. Zamboner.
I want to ask you guys a question about how Brett is going to react to this whole thing.
All right.
So
he's got some pressure this year, huh?
Yeah. Listen, I love Brett. I do. I love his demeanor, and I love him as a guy. And
he's great.
He's the perfect guy for this whole group. He was the perfect guy to bring Simmons and Beat along. And so I love him.
He's even keeled.
He reminds me a lot of Doug in that I think he's a leader of men. He's cerebral, really, really smart. I wonder sometimes if he's too serious. And I'm going to give you an example, and it's kind of funny. And again, this isn't any big deal, but when he gets asked about Ben Simmons in the three, Tunis, you got that.
I didn't believe a word he said.
Okay, but I want you to hear his tone, and because I love him, and I want for his sake to him to have fun this season. This season, you got it. So take a look. This is after Ben. This is after the night Ben hits the three against the foreign national team.
The whole thing is so overblown. I think in general, you know, it's so inflated, the attention. And that's what I think. You know, just not going to react over it. Like, and I really mean that.
Right,
I agree.
So
it
might be overblown or whatever. All that stuff. I don't think it is, but from a coaching standpoint, he makes the point. Here's my advice to him. Have fun with it. That's where you laugh and go, yeah, how about my man stepped up and nothing but net. Instead of taking it as serious as the question, as serious as he did it.
Now, here's how I read it. All right, real quick.
You speak Brett very well.
Well, I read it as he watched Ben's reaction to it, which was like he hit it, everybody hugged him, and Ben was kind of embarrassed. I don't know if you guys all read
it. It's almost like patronizing. Like, great job,
right,
Ben.
Stop. You know, I'm supposed to do that, whatever. So he read him and said, all right, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it because he doesn't want it to be made.
So you're going the emotional intelligence route.
You're dead right about it. Dead right about it.
I equate it to our kids, Ann, and I swear to God, I thought of Moss. That night, I thought of Moss. Like, you heaping praise on Moss, and him never acknowledging it or whatever. And then one time he acknowledges it, and you either kind of let it go or say, I'm glad you acknowledged it. Way to go, buddy. Like, how do you approach it? Do you just let it go?
No, you're right on with your read. That's exactly what Brett answers questions in regards to his players. He's got his players' welfare number one with Brett, without a doubt. But on that situation, knowing the whole world, Twitter almost blew up because of it, I thought it was time for a joke. Like, yeah, get it. How about my boy? It was something like just a joke about it. Ty? Yeah, because
just to make light of it, not take it serious.
He also,
so you're achieving what you want, Bob, but you're also diffusing it with humor.
Because I think he also has a certain responsibility to connect with the fans. And the fans, because the fans want to be excited about it. So I think there's a certain percentage about being excited about the fans. And he couldn't. He wasn't one of us when he answered that question. And he needs to be able to walk that line of being excited and being one of us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's the part that I think is tough.
Yes, it is tough. Look who just sat down.
Can you plug it? All right, so, for him, Tori?
So,
I think his arm.
An all-state basketball player in high school, by the way.
Yeah, and you can see him
look
play.
Look at the size of his hands.
You can see him play. Oh, he's a
big
hands.
Mitts.
That's what I'm saying, the big hands. When
see, I always talk about hands, right? The importance of hands. There's no better handsman than Jason Avant. All right?
But, that's a segue.
Well, I talk about a dude. How about it, bro?
I don't know.
No, seriously.
When, hey, third down, you were going to Avant, right?
How many times?
That's the only time I was getting it.
I want a slot guy that's going to catch the flipping ball. Yeah. All right?
My this man. Can use that right now.
My man can catch anything.
You're right.
He can catch a bullet.
I'll Chicago had the Dodgers. I didn't want to catch it.
That's right, man.
It's so good to see you
What's
guys.
What's up, baby?
I'm doing well, doing well. Can't complain. I was listening to Slick Rick on the way over. I got salsa lessons tonight. I'm doing great, man.
Salsa lessons.
Man, hey, young world, bumping, you know.
You dancing salsa?
Yeah, I dance salsa at night. I can't let everybody know.
It does. It's salsa or salsa?
Yeah, we won't tell anybody.
My street cred is out of the window right now. So,
what are you doing up at my spot on the Chestnut Street?
No, it's
front of Chestnut?
No, it's like it's in Fishtown called Estella.
Oh, that's
yeah,
awesome.
It's in Fishtown. It's pretty cool.
You got a salsa spot?
Yeah. Look at
that. He's got a spot for everything.
Better.
Who doesn't?
Cuz.
Who doesn't? Me.
There's a great spot.
I go salsa anyway.
I don't even know why. Bro, I don't even know why I went that route.
I don't know either.
You know what I mean? You fight off for the Sixers?
I actually am. I'm fired up to see him. Even though, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a Bulls fan. When you're from Chicago, you're a Bulls fan through and through.
I watched him a lot last night.
But I actually follow.
Be good, by the way.
Yeah, I actually Bulls. Follow basketball.
I don't mind them,
yeah. And I'm excited for the Sixers. Everyone's, like, on their bandwagon a little bit, saying that they're going to reach the finals. And I think that they can. They just have to be able to shoot. And that's the problem. Like, I don't know if they can shoot.
So, well, how about this
team, they can't shoot.
Yeah. How about this
And they're saying they're going to go, like, with this big lineup and, you know, kind of change the culture. Of the NBA. Listen, you hit five shots, they hit five shots, you hit three, they hit three, you hit two, you're down five. It's just the nature of the beast. You can't, like, you know.
They ain't getting the shot off on the Sixers.
All right.
Or that late, baby.
I hear you saying.
Or the late.
I hear you.
And the other part is, there's always a tipping point. And I think with the three ball, there might be a tipping point. With baseball, in baseball, the tipping point, this was the first year where the bullpens had a higher ERA than the starters. So now it became detrimental to keep switching pitchers the way that they did. This was the first year, I think, throwing a lot of length at shooters. Because if you look at it, the Warriors didn't win the title for a reason. The one thing that Toronto did against everybody.
Beat them up.
And the one thing Milwaukee did in the regular season when they were so successful. And the Sixers, they had a lot of length, but JJ wasn't long.
Yeah.
They can throw length at everybody. And I think this is how you sometimes, and I hear everything you're saying, but I like being able to dictate to other teams versus reacting.
Yes.
And they're now in a position to dictate versus react to what everybody else
I hear
does.
You. And I'm going to ask you this question. When you have Horford on the floor, you have Embiid on the floor, who are they going to stick when you go with a small ball lineup? You go with, you know, the Greek Freak, or you have Paul George.
Horford owns the Greek Freak defensively.
But I'm just saying, when you have these small ball lineups and you have, you know, a Kevin Durant when he gets healthy back and he's playing the four, who are one of those big guys? Who are they going to stick?
I think I think Horford will guard certain guys, and what you're doing is you're running them off the three-point line, and they're not going to get to the rim because of Embiid. So what you're doing is you're forcing guys into shots they don't really want to take because they want to be at the rim or at the three-point line. They're going to run guys off that three-point line, I think, hard, and if no one's going to beat you.
Here's y'all for you forgetting is that Simmons – at 7 feet, is a unicorn and can guard 1 through 5.
He can, but
you want to go small? Mm-hmm. No problem.
Because it's a dog.
Because I got Simmons guarding anybody on your squad.
I get it.
And I got Richardson, and I got a rim protector, and you ain't rebound. You ain't going to grab a board.
Well, in your perfect world, you got like Richardson guarding point guards, right?
I really hope it. Yes. Listen, no, I love it. I love it when the Sixers do well, everyone does well. So I love it. I want them to do well. I just see some problematic, you know, spots for their team, and I don't see how it's going to be addressed right now unless they get some shooting.
You trust us on this, right?
Because I'm trusting the process for like the 17th year.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Okay,
it's going to be unbelievable. Because listen, they got enough shooting. People think that I'm shooting. They got enough shooting. They really do. Because Embiid actually could shoot. Richardson could shoot.
It's 30% from three. Career. No, that's not a great shooter.
It's a little misleading.
And the more you see it, the worse it gets. Like the larger the Embiid shooting sample size,
his first year he was close to 40. He was close to it.
A lot of those threes are because those are safe energy threes. He's shooting when he's tired.
Exactly right.
I think if more threes are designed earlier in the shot clock, earlier in the game, he's a better shooter. I think
he's better
tired shots. And most of those threes are, I'm tired, and Ben won't shoot, so I must shoot.
Joel's one of the better shooters on the team. Bob and I have a free throw percentage bet this year. I took the field. He's got Joel to lead the team in free throw percentage.
I think he could be up.
He's up there.
But without JJ.
I mean, Tobias is up there, and probably Trey Burke will be up there. But
I have Embiid, you have the field.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a certain number threshold that he's... That he's got to get to. Like, Trey Burke's got to get to the line.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's got to be 100 free throws. Whatever.
But the point is, the center's one of your best pure shooters on the team.
But listen what we're talking about. We're going right to the threes. And why are we doing it? It's because Golden State has won the championships because they're the greatest three-point shooting team in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
Two of the greatest shooters and one of the best scorers in the history of the NBA. So everybody's chasing that. Chasing the three. So right away, what we're all talking about is, oh, but what about the three? Everybody was trying to chase Golden State on the three.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can catch them. The three might not be the NBA game moving forward.
That's a good point.
The Sixers' length with what you said, I'm telling you, I saw it the other night. You're not going to get a lot of easy threes on this team at all. And there's not great three-point shooting teams like the one you were chasing. So people that were trying to catch Golden State, they were doing the wrong thing. You could never catch that. That was the greatest shooting team ever.
It's like the Cowboys.
So you have to come up with something else.
You know what's funny?
It's like the Cowboys going,
you know what?
Let me throw Prescott against Rodgers in a shootout.
I think we're up against the break. The template to beat Golden State was the league ignored. It was LeBron with Cleveland the year he had no one.
Yes.
When they slowed it down. That was the template.
We're not going to catch up to that.
And no one followed it. That was the template. And then the worst thing that happened was the following year, they didn't win it with playing that style. So that made people chase it more. That template. The Sixers could be a super version of that Cavs team.
Super version.
And destroy people physically.
Right.
I would love to see that. They're built for the playoffs. I will say that. The Sixers are built for the playoffs. They're not built for 82, though. They're not built for 82. They're built for the playoffs.
82 don't matter. Okay. 16 matters,
baby. Your Bulls record will be intact.
Hey, listen, don't mess with my Bulls, man. Zach Levine's
I want to bond with my man over there because one of my first jobs starting out was I worked in the AP Chicago.
Nice.
And I was in Deerfield all the time with Mike. Like, I used to watch Mike every day practice.
Nice.
And beat the old Chicago Stadium when that place was the real deal.
Listen.
That old arena.
The impact that Michael Jordan had, like, on the city of Chicago. Listen, me playing football in high school was a miracle. Listen, I had 18 players on my high school football team. They had to pay people, force people to come out and play. My basketball coach told me, listen, you can't play basketball unless you play football. And because he was both coaches.
Sure.
And so that was the only way he can get people to come out for football practice. It's crazy because that's the effect that Michael Jordan had.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, it was incredible.
By the way, Jason Avant.
Where'd you go? What high school was
I went to George Washington Carver. Yeah, so that's outside, south side. That's Tim Hardaway. Terry Cummins. That's Yolanda Griffin.
That's right.
That's Cassie Russell. That was old.
Terry Cummins, man.
But did Terry Cummins catch 105 passes on the third down in the NFL?
No, he didn't.
Or 187, 47% of your catches were for first downs on third down.
Hey, the only time
you averaged 13.5 yards per catch.
Hey, listen, they treated me like the ugly girlfriend. I say this all the time. They didn't throw me the ball when they needed me. You know, they only came to me when they needed me.
But you caught it.
Knocked on the door.
You're the 2 a.m.
You were the booty call.
I was the 2 a.m. receiver.
He was the booty call.
I was 100%.
Yeah, but you always answered the phone, didn't you?
Hey, listen, I always answered. I had to stay around.
That's great.
I love it. I love it. Let's take a break. Yep. We'll come right back.
Reconvene.
The Fanatic All-Star Day. What a day today. Fanatic All-Star Day. Celebrating 10 years of 97.5 The Fan.
All right, stay tuned, everybody. I can tell you about the Rothenberg Law Firm, which is a sports radio host, sports fans. We talk about our great Philly teams, our players. We just talk about Jason Avant's stats. Every sports fan knows how important stats are. They measure success and figure out what's working. And when you see the stats at the Rothenberg Law Firm, you're going to be blown away just like I was. I've known that Allen and his firm have been winning here in Philly for years. But it's even bigger than that. So check out these stats. Did you know that they've been winning for injured people for nearly 50 years? Did you know that they've helped thousands and thousands of people with all kinds of injury cases? And did you know that they've won billions of dollars for injured people? That's billions with a B. Now, you don't have to be a manager of a team to know that these guys are winners. Their stats say it all. So if you're injured and you want to win, call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. So here's the number. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit their website at injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatic's 10th anniversary All-Star Day on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Late All-Star Day, lunchtime.
Huh?
Great time. Let me introduce the panel right here, along with Jason Martinez and myself, Anthony Gargano. It's the Midday Show. Bob Cooney going left to right. Bobby C. I love Bobby. I miss you every day, Bobby C.
I know, right?
We always had some fun together, you and I. Tyrone and I go way back. Probably the longest person I've gone back with other than Mike.
Yes. In this, all the way back to the beginning of my career.
You and I got hired right around the same time.
Yeah, 19 years ago.
We started our career together. Yeah. Tyrone, as a producer, I was on air. Yeah. And Ty and I were all... But you and I were friends from the jump.
From the jump, because of the game. The game. But yeah, 19 years ago.
Yeah.
He said he was 11.
I was 11!
Yeah. No, I had a job. Yeah,
man.
Job.
Yeah,
19 years ago.
Yeah, we...
Youth is wasted on the wrong people.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well, no, it's Joe Torti. Don't worry about Joe.
Yeah, that's what I mean, man.
No, bleep Joe Torti.
Wow. Damn.
There's his introduction.
Nobody messes with Tyrone. That's right. I love Tyrone. He and I at where we were. I mean, from the beginning, you and I were tight.
From day one.
We would call it, I said, cuz. Right. Now, to my other right in the glass, the Tunis.
Hello.
What?
After all that?
Hello. Wake up, man.
Set you up, man.
Well, something happens in the studio when somebody turns their mic on. I don't hear anything. And somebody turns their mic on.
That's why you wear headphones, numbnuts.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a large
numbnuts.
A large
caller makes a fine point.
That's a large panel
don't
here.
Don't you, Jane, when this look, I was a producer, Mikey Miss, my headphones were always on.
Yeah, you have to have them on.
Yeah. Every time I ask him a question, he's got to go get the headphones.
Oh, come on.
Just leave the headphones
all right,
on.
The headphones are on.
I don't want
to mess his hair up, man. It's nice hair. It's nice hair.
I have that problem, bro.
You and I don't.
My brother, I love you, but you know.
All right.
You got nice hair.
Thanks for the hair.
Yeah, no like problem. Hair. Dude's right.
Nice. You got pregnant balls there. Jeez, that thing was like pregnant with triplets.
My two protégés between Chewis and there he is, the bro.
It's going to be back.
Lynch Jr.
This is
the protégés.
That's my protégés.
I like that.
The protégé.
They're my two protégés. And then, of course, he is Mr. Hands. He always count on Mr. Hands. Jason Avant.
Yo.
Dude, I'm so happy you came to 97.5.
Listen, I heard everyone talking about family, man. I said, how are you going to invite me? I'm coming up there anyway.
Damn straight you are.
It was fine. That was so cool, man. He said, because it was
always,
fun.
I call in. EJ I told him says, last week that it was Guangzhou and then, get look, you
Guangzhou,
know.
Guangzhou. He's been to Guangzhou.
I had to go by.
Did you go with Chad Lewis? He was missing
no,
China.
I didn't. I had to go in. We have equipment at the trampoline park, Launch Trampoline Park. Instead of, I had to get some equipment from there before, so.
Really?
I had to
go and make some Asian friends, and it was great.
Wow, that's the wow, that's the move, man.
It was great.
It was good. Time. Known for the trampoline.
Chad Lewis spoke fluent Mandarin. Because he did it in his
that was his Mormon was that his Mormon mission?
That was his mission.
Yeah, so you live there for a couple years, you get fluent.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad, bro.
Smart guy.
No, I just laughed at Jason. Are they known for their trampolines?
Now we're talking about Mandarin oranges. I'm lost, man.
Let me tell you, like, most of the things that, most of the things in our industry like that we consider day-to-day life come from China.
Yeah.
And if you can cut out a trade man, American trade man, you save almost like 40-50%.
Anyway. Yeah, we don't want to
go there.
The best trampolines.
I don't get trampolines. Did you hear that though? It was like Never buy American.
Yeah,
Jason Avant.
I did not say that.
Yo, let's highlight.
6-1-0.
Let's not highlight.
All right, let's get Sidney Jones.
Let's get back to football. I'm so happy he's here, Jason Avant. The coach said that Jason Avant called up saying coming. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
No problem.
That's what we got to do.
There we go.
Joe Torti, the man at night. Man under the lights.
It is so strange.
The bright lights.
To be in this building
like
and have
a
humans
vampire.
Here. Yeah, that's what it is. Like seeing the light of day and seeing other humans here is bizarre. It's really strange.
Torti's a big play by play guy.
He does.
He's the future of this business.
He's got a silky voice.
That's what I'm saying. He's the future of the business on the play-by-play side.
Penn basketball. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Right.
You and the Penn man.
Oh, so of course.
So I'm saying it's play-by-play.
So you do have a good silky voice, Joe T.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. It's a lot. Work on it.
I work on it. All right. So the news of the day, because you're just joining us, obviously Gabe Kapler has been fired, relieved of his duties. So bye-bye, Gabe. The big story, Eagles and Vikings on Sunday. And let me ask you guys a question about the Eagles. We talked a lot of Sixers, and we haven't talked as much Eagles today, and Minnesota. And for some reason, the Minnesota fans are obsessed with Philadelphia and Eagle fans. Dating back to the Super Bowl, the NFC Championship game, the Eagles going to the Super Bowl in their house, the whole thing. What is that? Tyrone.
They took it really, really personal for some reason. I remember at the Super Bowl, we were out there, that Mall of America, we spent a week in the mall. I'm on the elevator, and there's a little kid in a stroller. So I like to say hi to the kid, and the kid smiling, and we laugh. Oh, where are you from? It was the dad. I said, oh, Philadelphia. He grabbed the kid, turned the other way, and then when the elevator guy just walked off, and just, that was it. Like, they took that personally
to a real level.
Yeah, they took that. I was odd. I was like, well, had I said, like, Chicago, you would have been like, oh, it's
good.
Nice. Like,
hey, listen, screw it, Millie.
Don't talk about Chicago.
I'm saying, had it been Denver, had it been any other city, you would have.
So, Kansas City.
They took it personal to a level that I don't understand.
Well, they were getting beat up here. Like, we didn't do the best.
No,
they just had beat up more than anybody else.
Aunt Millie's a creep.
For one second, Jake.
And they treated us pretty nice in Minnesota.
No, bleep that. Here's what happened, right?
They go to the Rocky. No. They went to the steps.
Thank you.
They were aggressive.
They went and they had a rally at the Art Museum steps, and they put purple panties on Rocky statue
and did a skull chant.
Yeah.
You know
which
what I mean?
That's our chant.
You're from Chicago.
So Anthony and I, I'm
a
Philly guy now through and through.
The point is that somebody comes and defaces the Rocky statue, the Art Museum steps.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
You got to come to you. Yeah. I can't. But now, you know, I got no pity for you.
I don't want anybody to be in the hospital.
Super Bowl week, Anthony and I land in Minnesota. Okay. Because we go out to do our shows out there. We go to the bar as we land in the airport. We go up. We order a couple beers. The bartender says, where are you guys from? Ant's like, we're from Philly. So, oh, watch out. And Ant goes, for what? And the guy goes, oh, nothing. Here's your beers. Like, right off the bat, it was like, for what? God. And they were like, oh, nothing. Listen. Sorry, didn't mean to say anything. Ant and I were like, yeah, okay. Scared. We're real scared.
Don't order a burger, Bobby.
And we owned that town that week. It was ridiculous.
I don't understand why they have such animosity. You read stuff that comes out of there.
They're weak.
It's ridiculous. Like, what are you talking about?
They were doing a revenge for Aunt Millie thing this week out on sports radio in Minneapolis.
Whoa. I know. That's right.
Because they hate us so much. We got real estate in their head.
You know, I'm trying to book guests for the Mikey Mish show. I've had trouble getting a Minnesota person that wants to come on. And they say it's because of the stream. They don't want to find out. There's some of those writers are actually worried, not themselves, that their readership will be mad that they were nice to Philadelphians. That's how real it is.
Really?
It happened last year. That's awesome. And it's happening again.
That's like the most 2019 thing of all time.
We had like the Lions guy on. We had the Green Bay person from the other city.
Sure.
Hey, how do you guys look at it? It's been tough.
What's that about?
I get no response or, you know, some of them. And it's not like their bosses are saying don't go on in Philadelphia. It's that they're afraid that we'll tweet out, hey, such and such from the Minnesota whatever came on in Philadelphia. Hey, what are you doing talking to those guys?
Yeah.
That's like a real thing.
Sounds like we're out here.
I like
that.
I like
Chicago.
It.
It's not like any. Like Dallas.
Yeah, I like it.
Dallas, we need to bring back the old rivalry. Yeah.
That's if I call Dallas, Dallas people come on.
Yeah.
No, I will guarantee
next
week.
They think we're Al Qaeda.
Right. I'll get a Dallas guy on. No problem.
We're in a cave in Afghanistan over here.
Like that. Dallas people come on.
What the hell's going on?
Minnesota people can't come on.
They're so weak. Weak sauce.
Well, you know what it is, part of it? Is that they view us as the bad guys.
Yes.
And the bad guys won. And that, like, rocks the reality so much that the bad guys are not supposed to win. And they can't even process
it. Right. You're exactly right. The villain won.
And we went to their city to win.
Victorious.
Yes. We went to their city to win it all in their own backyard.
And then
after kicking the crap out of them here.
Yeah, that definitely gets them, that it was on their field on top of it all.
But Mike Zimmer's still pissed that Doug P. got to use his office during Super Bowl week. Because he couldn't be in there.
Well, did
you see what he said about Sendejo? Oh, he's chirping.
Yeah.
You know he's singing like a canary.
They're changing their sight.
That's what Zimmer said about Sendejo.
They're changing their hand signals this week.
You can't go in a game thinking like that. Like, I've been on teams, you know, different teams from the Eagles, and they'll come in, they'll ask you about, you know, if the Carolina Panthers, hey, what do you know about them? I'm like, man, listen, like, you don't want to go down that route because you can't. What if they change? You can't think about that. You just have to go out and play your game plan. I'm not telling you.
A preconceived notion in sports will mess you up way more than it will ever help you.
All it takes is a code word. So the next time I say sluggo, let's slang go. The next time I say sluggo or whatever, run this pattern. And now the guys mess up.
Right.
You know, and now you get a free touchdown because someone's worried about signals. Yeah. You can't focus on that.
And you feel like it's on you.
The game is already in our favor if they are really changing signals because of something that Sendejo is saying.
It's crazy. Yeah, and they know that. Like, as soon as they go, this guy always does this, you're dead.
Yeah.
Because professional athletes are too smart and too good.
Without a doubt.
And then they got you. And then you're on your heels and you're donezo.
Listen, I play for Chip Kelly. We run the same play about five or six times in a row. I can make the same play look like eight or nine different plays in the same route. It's like you learn how to do stuff. Even if they know the play, I can make it look like something else in the middle of the play. I can line up differently.
And you can do it 14 seconds on the game clock.
Yeah, you can do it. And you can do it fast, Zach.
Oh, man.
How many words did he actually speak to you during the course of your time?
Oh, I knew I was out of there. I told Jeremy Maclin when he got, I was like, dude, it's the beginning of the end. So I knew I was out of there. Immediately, I knew I was gone. I wasn't this type of guy. Like, he was all about, so guys like that, they want guys that can run after catch. They want guys that can do certain things. And you can if you get a good throw. Right. And he's not worried about guys that can catch. And he loved his particular guy. He had guys on our team that shouldn't have been in the National Football League.
Period. Yeah, Riley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, period. Like, well, you know, like Jeff Mail and, you know.
But Zach Ertz was one of his second round picks. That's a guy who can't run after the catch at all.
Well, but he had also had Casey Matthews. Like, those are guys like that were way better. Well, they got beat out
drafted, of course. He drafted Aguilar.
Yes, and now, Josh Huff, all the Pac-12.
He took
the weakest conference in college football and tried to bring it.
Right, they're definitely the softest conference.
They're
not the most mentally tough conference.
No Big Ten.
Sidney Jones.
Sidney
Jones.
You know what's amazing is that, speaking of what you said, you told, who'd you tell you were out?
Maclin,
yeah, right?
I told him
I was out. So I'm doing a I used to do a show with Shady. So Shane and I were really good friends. So we used to do a show every week, every Monday night. So he says to me, dude, I'm not coming back. I'm not going to be back next year. I said, come on, man.
You're in your prime.
100%.
I go, no way. But now, listen, nobody fit Kelly's offense better than LeSean.
Yeah.
Right? Like, think about, like, no.
It didn't matter. So it's about, so there's a couple people that he was offended by. Anyone that had creativity, that didn't run lines on a piece of paper, that still can get their job done. Anyone that had strong willpower, character, any type of leader. Those types of people he had, like, a problem with because they challenged him as a man some kind of way. It was weird. And so leadership was me. You know, creativity was a guy like Shady, and Deshaun was one of those guys. Good dude. If you get to know him, and every player is not the same. And that's what I love about the National Football League, is a bunch of guys from all over this country, and you put them in a room and you have to figure it out as a head coach. Yeah. And you learn as a head coach because you're dealing with men. Everything doesn't motivate every player the same way.
Right.
And he wanted to do it his way. Deshaun was one of those guys that you have to know where he came from. You have to go sit at dinner with him, understand his background, and then you can speak something to him and he respects it. You can't just tell him, hey man, go run this
Andy, just do this. Andy
understood that. And you get the best out of him when he knows that you're connected to him and you're a part, and you really, you're concerned about him. And that's your type of
way too rigid.
Don't get back to the team.
Yeah, Chip was so rigid. Back to the team. You know, even at points in games where you guys have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter and he still wants to run 100 plays and turn the ball right back over to the other team's eye. It made no sense.
The only correction is he is still that rigid.
Yeah, and he's still getting paid at UCLA. Well,
he's getting paid for it.
They won a game. I almost fell off my couch. UCLA won?
Yeah, one game.
No. They came back and won, too. It's pretty impressive.
I think they've won three of his last 15 out there or something like that.
It's funny because he's
not lacking talent in LA, I tell you that.
Yeah.
He's
having a tough time recruiting.
Somebody put him up for sale. Yeah, one of the fans.
Because you get into the
A used coach.
A used coach on Craigslist in LA.
That is great.
He's actually one of the most sought-after frauds to ever enter the NFL.
Amazing.
He ended up being a total fraud.
He had everybody tricked. He's this genius and he's this and
people
that.
People watching this on Twitch or go on your computer, look at Rich Kotite's record as the Eagles coach. Look at Chip's. Kotite was better.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. All right, coming up, we got to turn the table to this team, all right? I got to talk to you guys about where to go from here and what does Howie need to do? Does Howie need to make a couple moves? How are they roster-wise, all right? I want you guys we're going to kind of really dive deeply into the roster and where they're at, all right?
All right, stay tuned. It is the All-Star Day right here on the Midday Show. 97.5 The Fanatic Noon Hour brought to you by Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Chewy, delicious, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about FanDuel. So much going on in the world of FanDuel right now. FanDuel Sportsbook got a $500 risk-free bet for new users. It is great. That's a great deal for you. It's amazing, but it's only the beginning because FanDuel has got tons of promos that happen all the time. How about odd boosts, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more? And the new cash-out feature to make it easy for you to take your winnings early, and there's tons of sports to choose from. You got Major League Baseball playoffs, you got the NHL, the NBA on the horizon, and of course college football and the NFL. So check it out. FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. Take a look at the Thursday game this week once again. And don't forget, you can place a $500 risk-free bet on all the games, all the sports, when you use my promo code Jason. That's J-A-S-O-N. Signing up, it's simple, it's easy. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and bet from anywhere in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. And use that promo code Jason to make your first bet, because if you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you that refund and site credit up to $500. You must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. West Major about equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Terms apply.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to the Fanatics 10th Anniversary All-Star Day on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We're going streaky! Yeah!
How high it is the Midday Show with Jason Matisse and Anthony Gargano. When they get slew of the crew, BC, Bob Cody, Tyrone, Tunis the Bro, Jason Avant,
ooh,
Joe Torti.
Well, I'm really looking forward to you guys sharing the 11 o'clock hour with me tonight. It's super cool that you guys volunteered to come in and do that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'll be looking out for you guys.
Yeah, hold your breath.
You got beers?
You bet.
Day after dark.
Absolutely.
It'll be wild.
Tourney after dark, man.
Between the Sheets with Joe Tourney.
Gabriel.
Oh, Gabe Kapler.
Ooh. Won't see him no more.
Anthony Gargano once told me I had a silky voice.
Tourney after midnight.
Let's open it up and chat.
Let's do it. Let's chat about with the Eagles. I'll ask you the question first, Jason Avant. Do the Eagles need to make a move?
100%.
How many?
They need a couple. The cornerback position has to be addressed. The pass rush against the Jets, they look great and then get 10 sacks, and that's just not happening versus the Vikings. And the only way you can get pass rush is to delay them. I mean, you have to be able to put hands on people. We have guys that literally stand a yard and a half, 2 yards off, and don't touch people. And the reason they're doing that is because they're scared. And that's just the truth.
Wow.
The only person that we've seen over the last couple weeks that's willing to touch somebody is Rasul Douglas. And Rasul Douglas, as much heart as he has, he can't run. And so eventually it's going to catch up to him. Once you get him past 10 yards, he's not going to be the same player. So with that being said, in order to secure your future and your destiny, your playoff hopes and dreams in the Super Bowl that we all want, you have to get some player that can actually cover somebody. And the answer is not Sidney Jones.
Wow.
I
agree with
that. That was a bad pick, man.
Flat out.
Yeah.
He's saying it. What I've been asking. At what point do we just decide it's not in this guy's DNA? And that's where I'm starting to wonder, like, he just, because some players take longer to develop it, but at some point you just say, you know what, this guy doesn't have it.
Well, did you see what Doug said about not fighting through it and stuff like that? I'm like, all right.
Yeah. So he started that train that you're talking about, Ty, I think. So, Joe, what you said, his comments yesterday, I think he started that train because you're going to get guys back. You're going to get Mills back. You're going to get Darby back. You're going to get Maddox back.
I think he
started the train saying, you don't perform this week without saying it so much. You don't perform this week. You look bad this week. We got others coming. You're going to get pushed to the side.
Bob, how similar does Doug sound talking about Sidney Jones as another Washington guy that you covered? Markelle Fultz. He's Fultz.
Dude, that shot at the free throw line.
Trey started pointing on the morning show.
He's Fultz.
We talked about this. Trey pointed it out months ago, maybe even last year.
But he gets hurt.
It's weird. Every time he gets beat, he gets hurt.
He gets hurt.
That's a little kid thing.
When you play, you see it. You play the guys in the locker room. And look, it wasn't just that comment. When you say, this is what he said before the season started. Darby and Sidney Jones is going to be starting outside corners.
Yeah.
Game time rolls around, Rasul Douglas is out there half the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So why is he splitting reps if you got all this confidence in him?
Yeah.
He said it right there.
Best player in training camp, though, Jason. By far the best player.
When you see your same offense over and over again and you can locate the play and understand where Wentz is going to throw the ball, you look great. I had guys in practice covering me. I'm like, yeah, I got you. I'm ready for game day. Give up 200 yards in game day. I'm like, you don't know their plays. Yeah. You don't know their signals. You don't know anything. Right? So it's a totally different beast when you got real bullets in a real game and they don't get a preseason, so it only hurts.
Nah, you're so right, Jason. You're so right.
No, so
false.
But here's the biggest issue. The biggest issue is that you have these guys in the room that are banking on him to plan out because their reputation's on the line.
Wow.
And now you put that into play. Now they're giving this guy as many chances as they can when the truth of the matter is you just have to own it. I messed up. I made a mistake. Yeah. Cut the dead ends and keep going.
And as we all
know, he's a good kid. He's a good kid, but the truth of the matter is he's a good kid, he's not.
Tyrone, we talked about it before, you could have Dalvin Cook.
Ugh.
How many times did I say Dalvin Cook? You were tired of hearing me say Dalvin Cook.
There's a bunch of players. Like you can go back in every draft and do that.
Not that year with the running back, though. At that time, they needed a back.
Every running back can play except for the one they drafted.
They trade up for.
Although Pumphrey was at the end.
No. There was backs drafted after him. Yeah. Every back drafted that draft.
Matt Breida and Chris Carson went undrafted. Marlon Mack is in there.
You see how fast Breida was in that?
Yeah.
Every back that came out of college.
Literally everyone.
Every one of those guys is capable of getting you 100 yards in a game.
Except Pumphrey.
Except the one they drafted.
Yep.
All of them are capable of saying, okay, if we give this guy 18 carries, he can get 100.
Sidney Jones could be Kamara. Yeah, literally, that could have been the pick.
Hey, listen, I will say this. Listen, every player does not Douglas. Like perform in the offense the same way. It all depends on where you get drafted. So Alvin Kamara, maybe Alvin Kamara and the Saints, because they know how to utilize him. They had Darren Sproles years past, so they can use him to his full potential. You draft Alvin Kamara and you put him in Miami, he sucks. Well, it's just how he may be a good player, but it all depends on what offense you're in.
I agree with that, but my only point is that Dalvin Cook
can be in any offense.
Right. Yeah. And he was a guy that fit here.
You're mad about this, cuz.
You called for Dalvin Cook from day one before the draft.
Yeah,
I sat. I watched every. We went through it. Baldy and I went through every running back in that draft because they needed a back, and it was clear. Like you know, you don't need to be some rocket scientist. You're breaking down film. You see the guy. The guy did everything. The guy ran hard. The guy played big time. Florida State. He caught the ball in the backfield. He was the fit. Yeah. Like he was a perfect fit, and he was there. Like you could have had him.
During that time, I can say this just to defend them a little bit. During that time, running backs were undervalued, and a cornerback is one of those positions that you hold higher than the running back. Running back, you always say, I can get him in the fourth and the fifth round.
No, I agree with you.
Now they're coming back because of the success rate of like the McCaffreys and Dalvin, and you're right
about cornerback meaning you know have a higher value.
Yeah.
Except when the guy's come off an Achilles.
Exactly.
And I'm looking at in the second round, like, I'm not telling you don't take Derek Barnett, take Dalvin Cook. I'm telling you take Dalvin Cook in the second round. Where he went.
But the Vikings identified him and traded up over you to get him.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point.
Like, they identified their guy. We sat back and waited.
It wasn't hard to identify him. It's my whole point.
No, I hear you. I'm staring at you.
We sat there and went through every back.
You didn't shut up about him for 2.5 months.
You were working with
him. I know.
Yep. It's sickening now. And you're saying it's Sunday because one guy, Eagles are great against the run. They're number one against the run. So even if they quote unquote shut him down. You'll still one guy out there playing hard, playing active.
He'll get his 75 yards.
And the other guy is gonna just be
this week is tough. This is a tough week for the Eagles. I haven't made up my mind on winning. This is a tough week.
I want Joe Torre to tell you guys right now, and I want you all you guys to react to what Joe Torre told us, bro, and Chunas and I in the other room. Tell.
I said Eagles by a million this week.
It is
a 10-point win.
Oh, my.
For sure.
You know what?
Is that your inner homer?
No. Kirk Cousins sucks. I picked them to lose to the Lions on the air, bro. Yeah. No. 10-point win for the Eagles.
I don't think he's there. I actually think they win the game. And the reason is, I think that offense lacks imagination. And Schwartz can win the game.
Okay, who's offense? I don't think you need an imagination to throw the ball on the Eagles secondary. You don't need imagination. You just need to run 10 yards, stop.
They're allergic to passing. They only pass because Thielen made a scene. They want to play like it's the 80s and hand off 30 times. Therefore, I think they can't run and hide from you. In theory, they could if it's a different offensive mind, different setup. They want to hand the ball off 30 times. That keeps the Eagles in the game.
They've heard the last 2 weeks about their star players, which are the receivers, complain. So they come out this past week and they throw the football. They're going to throw the football on the Eagles, who's the rated last.
Quick question. When's the last time the Kirk Cousins came up huge in a big game against a big time opponent?
Well, he beat them last year.
That wasn't a big game. The Eagles were brutal last year.
Listen.
From the injury.
Routes on air. This is what, like, we give up anything. It's not like we just give it up. It's not hard to throw on our secondary. It's not.
Right. That's true.
I don't see those two receivers we have in any answer for it.
But that hasn't changed, right? Like, people talk about trading for cornerbacks. I actually think that you trade for wide receiver first because we knew that the cornerbacks were bad to begin with and we were still picking this team.
Okay, I agree, but that's a different argument. He's talking about the game itself.
No. So,
who's covering Diggs and Thielen? Your premise is that they're not going to throw the ball.
My premise is...
I mean, that's insane. You got to be a fool not to throw the ball.
I believe they're going to be 50. They're going to try to be 50-50.
I won't go 50-50, and I've been saying this all week.
Kevin Stefanski is the offense coordinator.
I'm not going to say they're going to go 50-50. I think they're going to throw the ball the majority, but
I think Dalvin Cook is going to kill the Eagles this weekend.
Nah, you're terrified of him.
Even if, all right, so I am.
That's our strength. That's what we got.
You haven't had anybody try to run against you this year. Don't say you have. Kerryon
Johnson's a solid player.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Seriously? You've been peeing your pants about Dalvin Cook all week. Like, we don't have a great run defense. We're fine.
You have a great run defense against nobody who's tried to run against you, team.
Nah, it's because nobody does it because they can pick on our corners.
Right. So you have that secondary thing.
Thielen and Diggs will get there. I'm more scared of Thielen. Time out. Way more scared of Thielen. I'm more scared of their defense. Bobby, sit tight 1 second.
All right.
Kendrick is a hell of a player.
It's 1 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Infinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station.
We got the wrong brother again.
All right.
Settle down. The Fanatic.
Step up, bro. We're going to beat you.
Giveaway. Presented by the new Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download in the App Store or click on parkscasino.com/PA and use promo code GREEN. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, here's the keyword. It is GIVE, G-I-V-E. Enter the keyword GIVE on the Fanatic app or at 97.5thefanatic.com or text GIVE to 45911 by 115 and we'll call you if you're randomly selected. You win $1,000. Everyone that enters on the app or website will be qualified for the $10,000 grand prize.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.